Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, okay.
The music
nice.
Was almost completely faded. I was like, come on. Just getting nervous.
Yes, I had to throw the shirt on because it's not Topless Tuesday. I mean, I guess I could do whatever we want with that. But, hey, we've got a special guest to start the show. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
But we actually didn't have a chance to successfully test his audio beforehand. But I
hear
something. I can hear him, so hopefully he can hear us. Do we have Etienne de la Boissie Squared with us? I think he's having some issues with his mics. We're going to try to get him on here in just a moment. But if you want to join the show, of course, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I don't think we introduced ourselves. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
We did?
And Aria.
All right,
yeah, we
guys.
Did.
Get a little distracted here at the beginning of the show. We're going to talk tonight about the Karen, who is a real-life Karen that is attacking...
Is her name really Karen?
It's
yes.
really
and
Karen.
Her middle
Good
name
Lord.
Is Sue. It's like Karen Litigious Steele.
Yep, so, yeah.
Why would anyone... I mean, okay, so the Karen thing didn't exist back when people were really naming their kids Karen, but...
That's true.
I can't imagine anyone being... Why wouldn't you change your name at this point? It's the year 2022. It's really easy to change your name.
I think things about that are things like that all the time, and people just are too attached to their names. Like, people whose last name... Like a woman whose last name is Grossman... I would change my
That's
last
awful.
Name instantly if it was Grossman.
Yeah, I think it's like $110 to change your name legally in
I don't
New
think
Hampshire.
It was even that expensive. I don't remember now, but I mean, it didn't. This was during COVID, but it didn't require a hearing or anything when I did. It was just an online filing fee, and I want to say it was $25.
They used to have like a 10-second long hearing. Let me see if he's got us now. Etienne, are you there?
I am.
Excellent.
Are you guys
doing? Excellent. We hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show. That's Etienne de la Boissie Squared, by the way. Gentlemen, we've had co-host Free Talk Live here and there over the last several years. I think a lot of us know him from his appearances at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and spending some amount of time living here in New Hampshire. You kind of float around different places, though. Welcome back.
I bounce in and out. It's good to be with you and your audience.
Yeah, I was surprised the other day when I was reading one of your articles, which you've been writing some pieces about the HBO series, which just wrapped up its 6-week run last week, called The Anarchists. And you've been publishing over on Substack, which your URL is artofliberty.substack.com. And we actually read your first... when you reviewed the first episode of The Anarchists, we read that on the air just to get a counter to what some people were saying about the series. There have been different viewpoints about it. When we first heard about it on Free Talk Live, I actually heard about it somewhere off the air. I heard, the producers of The Anarchists they're anarchists. So it's going to be, and they had a deal with HBO where HBO wasn't going to edit the thing and HBO wasn't going to touch the thing. And so it's going to be what their vision was for this thing without the meddling of Hollywood. That was the pitch that we heard. And you had sort of the complete opposite viewpoint on that, so we shared that on the air. And then I spotted that you'd come out with episode 3 and 4, or sorry, 2 and 3, and now I guess most recently 4. And I just happened to notice in one of them you said that Free Talk Live was controlled opposition. And I said, how? I said, Etienne, what? You got to explain that one because, like, you know, we've had you on the air and we like you. And
I'm very curious about this one as well.
Yeah, we like promoting your book. And then you reached out via email and you said, well, let's talk about it on the air. I said, all right, great. So here you are. So pitch me.
All right. Well, before I start off, I want to just because this all kind of came out of the anarchists, and I want to just kind of take you through what I think is going on with both the anarchists and Anarchapulco. And so my thesis is that I believe that the Anarchapulco Conference is an intelligence agency, organized crime operation to steer the modern, peaceful anarchist, voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist, and crypto-anarchist movements into drugs, controlled opposition voices, and media operations, unintelligible, unwholesome, or controlled artists, infighting, etc., while smearing and tarring the movement through association with
con men, drug dealers, and murder,
while stealing the oxygen legitimate liberty movement conferences, artists, and authentic voices.
And so I say the operation is very similar to now, the CIA asset, Ms. Magazine.
And to steer the agency and, you know, created and controlled feminist movement. And that's been real documented by the book, The Mighty Warlords, or how the CIA played America.
I mean, I just want to interject real quick. I don't know anything about her, but I do know that you have, like, TJ the Spy, who used to work for, I think as a contractor for the NSA or something.
No, he actually worked for the NSA, according to him.
And he's friendly to the show. I've never had any reason to doubt him or anything like that. So I don't necessarily think that someone having been affiliated at some point in their lives with one of these intelligence agencies necessarily must tar them for the rest of their life.
But I also want to say that if something like that isn't going on, at least a little bit in the anarchists, the Anarchapulco movement, I mean, the feds would be stupid for not taking that opportunity. But it's just that to say that everyone is involved together, that's just crazy.
That's not what he's saying.
I wanted to ask him, is that what you're saying? I mean, you called Free Talk Live a controlled opposition. It just seems like you're not really being that filtering for who you're calling controlled opposition. If you're calling people who got raided by the FBI last year and are having an ongoing trial, or whatever you want to call it, ongoing, we're being attacked by the feds. They pulled the Free Talk Live off the air for a couple days and pulled things out of the back of our Substacks, and we're controlled opposition working with the FBI. It doesn't really add up.
So I wanted to set the stage by just, you know, going through the anarchists in Anarchapulco, and then we can transition into Free Talk Live. But the Anarchapulco conference, where I've been an attendee since the very first conference in 2015. I've had the best selling book for 3 years in a row. I've been a main stage speaker, so I mean I feel like I'm somewhat qualified to, you know, see what myself and other, you know, people have seen kind of, you know, behind the scenes in many cases, because we're connected to a lot of people that were on the Anarchapulco team or whatever. But Anarchapulco was running the classic CIA playbook, which is to, number one, deal drugs into the movement. So there's a very well referenced book and documentary called Drugs as Weapons, Against Us. It kind of breaks down how the CIA, you know, deals drugs into, you know, different political movements.
I mean, I know that, but you don't have to steer anarchists and libertarians toward drugs. I mean, they do that all by themselves.
I mean, it'd be one thing if there was, like, a big heroin problem. Is there a big heroin or, like, crack cocaine problem? Or is it people doing things that everybody does, like
cocaine? That's a substantial coke problem.
Yeah, like cocaine, things that people do, like, in normal parties in the USA who aren't libertarians. Just, you know, it doesn't seem like you need to force that on people who are anarchists.
No, I mean, so, like, I, you know, I'm, first of all, nobody likes to party more than I do. I used to throw the biggest, you know, and absolute coolest party at the conference called the Turtle Party, where we'd have as many as 300 people that would come out to our turtle sanctuary. I go to 2 to 3. Yeah, I probably get it. I'm in an article.
I've been to the Turtle Party. It was definitely a cool party right there.
But it wasn't controlled opposition when you did it.
Well, we're going to continue here. Etienne, I suppose you've got plenty of time for us, right? Like, we can
have
you for at least
an
hour.
Okay.
All right, more coming up here. Etienne de la Boissy Squared. He's an author, by the way. We'll talk about this book a little bit, too, coming up here in moments. And maybe you want to comment on The Anarchist, the new HBO documentary series. There's more coming up.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
right now, if you want to join the show, you should have a question or comment for our guest, Etienne de la Boissine Squared. He is an author. We've had him on as a guest host here from the studio. He was sitting in this chair. You were sitting in, Bonnie. But he's on the line right now, and we're going to bring him back here in just a moment. But I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, you can go to Bitcoin.com, and they will help you with that. You just click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and that will get you over to some great introductory information, because there's some basic concepts that you really ought to get down before you get into maybe spending some money on some crypto. Go and take a little bit of time. I think the first video is all 3 minutes long, so you can go over there and spend as much time as you want, or as little as you want, over at Bitcoin.com. But you should get some of the basics down first. Go to click Get Started at the top of the page, and once again, that's Bitcoin.com. We also, of course, they have the excellent news website where you can get the latest news headlines from the world of cryptocurrency over at news.bitcoin.com. Etienne de la Boissie Squared, go ahead and plug your book. It's an excellent kind of coffee table book. You can kind of turn to any old page at any time and find something interesting, something eye-opening. And I know you've kind of retitled it over the years and revised it a few times. So what's the current title, so I don't get it wrong?
Well, it's Government... The Biggest Scam in History Exposed, and it's in its fourth edition right now, and I'm working on the fifth edition, and I'm several months late in getting it out, but I hope to ship it next month, and it will be retitled Government and the COVID, the Two Biggest Scams in History Exposed, where I'll be breaking down the scam of the COVID.
That's a big one. Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that as it gets closer. So you've called, or we had you on the show tonight because The Anarchist has come and gone. It was a six-week-long documentary series on HBO.
Well, its debut has come and gone. It will remain on HBO Max for at least the foreseeable future, and that was how I finally got around to watching most of it today.
Right. Bonnie and I, we saw it week by week as it came out. There were some watching events here in Keene that one of the activists, co-hosts of ours, Captain Kickass, put on. So you and I, Bonnie, we've seen the full thing. Etienne, I presume you've seen. Have you seen all six episodes at this point?
I have seen all six episodes. I'm up to reviewing number four. I published the review of the fourth episode today. Is John Galt really dead?
Now, you were alleging, before we get too deep in here, you started by alleging that the Anarchapulco, which is was, maybe still is, I guess, is still going on, a yearly event happening in Acapulco, Free Talk Live attended for a few years until there was a particular organizer that kind of ran us out by basically just being awful, Jessica Kill, who was mentioned in the series a few times. But it was a great...
I could see her being a fed.
It was a lot of... Possibly. It was a lot of fun, and it was. I thought it was a good event. It was where we met, actually, Etienne, you and I. And so definitely, you know, good things happened there. Connections were made. But you alleged that the whole thing was like a, I don't know, some sort of government plot. Do you think that was true from the beginning, or did that happen midpoint?
I think the whole thing was designed for, they took a charismatic con man named Jeff Berwick, and they propped him up with a media operation so that he could crowd gather the modern anarcho-capitalist, crypto-anarchist, peaceful anarchism movement. They promoted his videos on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at the same time that they were, de-indexing or deplatforming or demonetizing authentic voices. And then once, for the first couple of years, and keep in mind I was there since, the very, very beginning, it was, authentic voluntarists and libertarians and anarchists. And then kind of around 2018, there was what I like to call the bait and switch. And now here comes Judge Napolitano and David Icke and Lizard People and Dr. G-Spot.
Quick question. When was the first Anarchapulco?
2015.
So was David Icke there speaking about lizard people? Because he's written 10 books. It's not like the only thing he talked about.
I think
about.
He gave like a six-hour-long presentation, and he covered a lot of stuff, from what I understand.
I'm sure it was up to just like lizard people.
Was it 2015?
I look at David Icke as kind of the Alex Jones of the UK, or maybe you could say Alex Jones is the David Icke of the UK, and they'll tell you everything that's already out there, voluminous detail. But at the end of the day, you really can't forward anything on because everybody knows that David Icke is all about lizard people. And so anything good that comes out of David Icke is going to be, you know, is going to be kind of downgraded by your friends that are going to just kind of go, dude, that's the guy that thinks it's lizard people. And so it's kind of like the turd in the punch bowl.
Well, that's right, also just appealing to the weakest, the lowest common denominator. It's like, sorry, I already think this about this person, so I can't possibly gain anything good from learning what he has to say because I already think something silly about, you know, what he believes.
I think you have your timeline wrong, though, dude, because I don't think the YouTube purges was going on as early as 2015. I don't think that really began until 2017 or 2018.
You mean the purchase of YouTube by Google?
Well, Google owns YouTube.
Right.
So the purchase of libertarian voices from YouTube and social media in general, that wasn't going on back then. That didn't really start until Alex Jones was kicked off Facebook, and that was like 2018 or 2019.
Well, I mean, that's when they began, you know, the complete takedowns, but I think that they were
demonetizing, weren't they?
Behind the scenes for years.
Yeah, weren't they demonetizing that far back? I feel like they were.
Yeah, but demonetizing
that's how they started with it,
though.
That's how they started. They started by demonetizing channels or partially demonetizing channels.
But that's not deplatforming anyone,
no,
like he's alleging.
Well, but they started by doing that.
He's alleging that they started deplatforming, quote, legitimate anarchist voices while leaving people like Jeff Berwick up there. And I think that timeline is factually incorrect.
Hmm. I don't know.
But I think the my main point is that it was in conjunction with the CIA's, you know, ability to manipulate the DARPA internet algorithmically through, you know, 2 to 3 dozen companies that have been overfunded to, you know, and given patent protection and other, you know, things to allow them to control their little version of the internet information space. And so that I think that was part of the deal is we're going to use our, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube assets to promote this con man at the same time that we're algorithmically censoring authentic voices, allow him to gather the crowd, and then we're going to steer the crowd into controlled opposition media operations and drugs, and then we're going to have HBO Blumhouse, which I like to call Scumhouse, Blumhouse Television, come in and then tar everybody. And the way that they tarred everybody is to associate the conference and all the attendees with drug dealing and murder and scum.
Right,
can I interject really fast?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you think that, but the conference actively pushed Free Talk Live out, and you still think Free Talk Live is a controlled opposition?
Well, we haven't gotten to his allegations about that yet. I know you want to get to that, but
it's not fast.
We'll get to it here in just a moment.
Already is confusing.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. We got more with Etienne de la Bossie.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Trump wants investigators to stop going through the stuff seized at his Florida home. The former president filing a motion Monday demanding the stop until a special watchdog could be appointed to review the evidence. Just earlier, a Florida judge issued an order unsealing parts of the affidavit used to justify a raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Three Arkansas police officers are suspended after a video went viral showing them beating a suspect outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson confirming he spoke with the Crawford County Sheriff Jimmy DeMonte about the incident.
I thought his comment that they hold the officers to a high standard, immediate action was taken, and that was important for the public to see that in this case.
This is USA Radio News. A joint military training session is taking place this week.
The United States and South Korea begin their biggest combined military training in years Monday as they prepare for a North Korea nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has dialed up its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year while repeatedly threatening conflicts with Seoul and Washington, D.C. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable team in the NFL. That's according to Forbes, which puts the team's value at $8 billion. It's the 14th consecutive year the NFC East champions top the list. The New England Patriots, the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, the New York Giants, and the Chicago Bears round out the top five. Week 2 of the NFL preseason winds down with the New York Jets hosting the Atlanta Falcons. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here, although right now if you have a question for Etienne de la Boissy Square, that would be the preferred call. We'll get to all other calls a little while later. The number is 603-283-6160. He's making some pretty wild allegations. Was the Anarchapulco event that I guess is still happening in Acapulco. I have not gone for the last few after Free Talk Live couldn't come to an agreement with the new organizer that they brought in 2019 to attend the 2020 episode.
There was also a penthouse involved, and I think they were, if I recall correctly, and don't twist my arm, but I think they were disrespectful to some friends of ours.
Yeah, to the AnyPay guys,
yes.
Derek J. and Steven, who wanted to throw a big party in a penthouse and had gone so far as to, like, rent the thing and were putting thousands of dollars into it. And this woman that they had brought in to run the show as of 2019. So, you know, we met her in 2019 because we were already planned to go there. And then she really started to put in the control that she was trying to take over this thing in 2020. And she just essentially ran the AnyPay guys out. She ran ran Free Talk Live out.
If you want to throw a really cool party, there's no one better than the NK guys.
The NK guys, for sure. So we got Etienne de la Boissy Square.
We don't want cool parties. Cool parties are, that's what the opposition does, the controlled opposition does.
Well, and yeah, I think we're going to disagree on that point here, as we already have, Etienne, but there's plenty of people within the Liberty Movement who will do all the partying and all the drugs that they can, with or without any federal involvement. But that aside, your perspective here is that this was some sort of a long plot by the federal government to kind of tar the anarchist community, and you think that the HBO presentation is part of that, the anarchist series. And I wanted you to continue.
Yeah, it was a combo package where it took them a couple of years to actually establish the audience. But once they established the audience, that's when they could smear it and steer it, and then that's when they brought in the team from HBO and Scumhouse Media that then produced the series that tars us all with the brush of drug dealing, murder, and scum.
And they didn't tar me with any brushes.
So the majority of people that I've talked to feel that that the voluntarist anarchist movement comes out very, very poorly, and we all look bad by association, and that.
So this is why collectivism is crazy.
Well, right? The reality of it, Aria, is people do think in groups, and so
sure.
When people...
But anarchists are supposed to not do that.
Anarchists aren't, and maybe they aren't, but the most people who are watching this show are average folks who have an HBO subscription, and so those people are absolutely going to say, oh, well, you know, all these people must be drug dealers and murderers.
But, like, when you have
like
the Tiffany GameStop supermom going out there flipping out because someone calls her a guy at GameStop or whatever, that doesn't reflect on me as a trans person.
No, it should. But there are definitely people out there who will say to themselves, oh, well, this is how all trans people act. And it's not
sure,
fair.
Those people certainly exist, but
are.
That's very different from me feeling like I was tarred, my reputation was damaged by what this other person did. Right?
I agree with you. I don't feel
I know that other people will think that, but that's very different from me as an individualist going, I'm responsible for the actions of this person who isn't me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you that I didn't feel like I was in any way attacked or harmed by this particular thing. I think all...
something to think or to talk about, like, and say... speak out against that viewpoint, honestly. Like, they're going to try to do it one way.
Mm-hmm.
Anarchists need to get better at doing the opposite thing, putting out what they're really about and not just being like, oh, I can't be called an anarchist because people might not know what that means, because we need to do a poll of what all Americans think a word means before we're able to use it, and only use it the definition of what dumb public school Americans think words mean.
So, Etienne, I'm kind of two mindsets about this particular series. I think that I disagree with you that it was some sort of controlled FBI or CIA plot. I think that you're just looking at the drama. They're looking at the drama. They wanted to promote the drama because that's what's going to get people to tune in. If it was a two-part series about all the great people who attended Anarchapulco, which of course is the majority, right? Like, most people attending this event were just good liberty-loving folks that wanted to network and hang out for a weekend in Acapulco and chill on the beach together. That's the bulk of what was going on. That's really what this conference
was. Not only were they entrepreneurs, not only were they well-heeled and crypto investors and regular investors and business owners and things like that, the crew from Scumhouse Media, instead of spending time with those kind of people or the speakers, many of whom were world-class experts in their own topics, they spent their entire time with the drug dealers and the riffraff. So they pointed
where the story was.
0.25% of the crew. They followed them around for years, and then I just want everybody that's listening to ask yourself, okay, what are the odds? Okay, what do you think the odds are that HBO Scumhouse follows this group of people around for years, and not one is and then one of them is involved in a murder. And then three of them who were dealing drugs into the Liberty Movement are all now allegedly dead. So, like, I know dead people. Like, there's a couple of people that I know that are legitimately dead, but I haven't been to that many funerals because, you know, I'm not that old. But what are the odds that essentially three of the cast of Anarchapulco's The Anarchists are all now deceased? What are the odds of that?
I don't know, but you do realize that this is how narratives and stories work, right? As Ian was beginning to point out, a two-part series where they're just following around normal, upstanding people about a conference that they're having once a year, that's boring as hell. No one is going to watch it. No one is going to
put that on the air.
No one is going to fund that to be created. Just like they're not doing, you know, documentaries about the E3, the gaming expo that they have each year. No one's doing any documentaries about that because it's boring. Or PAX East, or whatever convention you want, or furry conventions.
There's probably some gamers that go to those those things, shoot some footage, get some interviews, and only gamers watch those.
Yeah,
right?
But that's not it. Making a documentary about it and trying to get it on HBO.
It's not
going to
get a wide audience.
I think there could be interesting things recorded about people who moved their lives from other countries to go live, you know, and become actual anarchists and, you know, move. I wanted to hear more from that. Lady that moved to Belize, mm-hmm. like people like that seem like they had interesting things to say, but I want to say to Etienne, does it have to be a six-part documentary? Well, what I want to say to Etienne is I know the Hollywood is another arm of the government, and I don't doubt that they could have been taking little parts that they wanted to make look bad and make anarchists look bad. I don't doubt that at all. I'm just saying that they could come to New Hampshire and do that to us. They could come here and focus only on the bad, worst parts, worst things going on here without it making us be feds, you know? Like, that's what Hollywood does.
That's an excellent segue, Bonnie. Because I know you're chomping at the bits.
Yes,
now,
clearly.
Let's talk about this.
All right.
And so, first of all, I want to say that, like I legitimately like Ian, and I think that he's done absolutely fantastic work. Like, I'll tell you, one of my favorite videos of all time that I've sent to people is Ian throwing the tax collectors out of Porkfest.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, he's pretty cool for a Fed, right?
Well, but it wasn't just me. I could have done that if there weren't 25 people that were there all standing together. So it was, you know, I have a camera and I was saying things, but it was ultimately the group of people, I think, that had that effect on those men. They wouldn't have just walked, they wouldn't have turned around and walked out of Porkfest if it was just me with a video camera, I don't think. I think they would have kept
going. Yeah, exactly.
Hold that thought. I know you're leading up to something here. Hang on. Etienne de la Boissy Squared is with us. He's the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. And we will continue here in a moment. Because what you're getting to, Bonnie, is that he made the statement online that Free Talk Live is controlled opposition. So he's going to, I guess, explain that.
I was just saying about those people that just because the HBO made them look bad didn't mean they're feds.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, and we do have Etienne de la Boissy Squared on the line with us here. If you want to join the show, if you got a question for him, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
He is giving us a quite the conspiracy theory here tonight.
And it's the same thing libertarians always say about other libertarians. They're secretly a fed.
That is true.
They're a plant.
It does happen a lot. In fact, I will say this, Etienne. It's worth pointing out that it has been said that you are, in point of fact, the secret Fed. I'm sure you've heard that one before, right?
Oh, I've heard it once, but yes, it's happened to me as well. I understand that that is a legitimate thing, which is why I don't throw these things out lightly.
Well, you kind of do, because so far I haven't heard any substantiating evidence.
Well, I mean, I wrote, if you go to artofliberty.substack.com, I mean, I've done four very, very detailed articles. I've done, probably seven or eight interviews with, insiders of Anarchapulco, members of the Anarchapulco team. I'm doing a real investigation. This isn't just me, you know, typing stuff on the internet. And I was there watching it unfold, since 2015.
When was your last year there? Are you still
2020. No, I go to Agorapulco, which is for the people that realize Anarchapulco is a scam. But 2020 was my last time at Anarchapulco.
Let's come back to this thing about evidence and witnesses. Though. Witnesses mean nothing to me. The opinions of other people don't mean anything. You're not going to convince me by getting 50 people together who all agree with you that, oh, yes, they're really FBI agents or they're really controlled opposition.
I want some actual evidence. People were witness to Lily selling drugs, selling cocaine, even though she says she wasn't. That, like, you know, people have said, I know for a fact that she was selling drugs. And this is
so
why
what?
She wants to move into another country. Why would she admit to selling drugs in that country?
Well, whether she was selling drugs or not, that doesn't make her controlled opposition.
Yeah.
So again, by the way, we only have 11 minutes, right?
I mean, we could bring you into the second hour if you want to. But, yeah, why don't want to come back around to what you were going to say about Free Talk Live, because that's certainly what started the whole conversation in the first place. You had made the allegation that Free Talk Live was controlled opposition, and you were going to give me a compliment before getting into the real dirt. So let's hear it.
Well, like I said, you guys have done good work. Here, I'm going to just kind of run down my list of things, and then I'd like to get through the list so we don't get stuck on, you know, like one thing for, like, the rest of the thing. And then we can circle back. And we can talk about the individual points.
Okay.
But it seems like that you know, in the same way that Anarchapulco is trying to, you know, or the anarchist is trying to, you know, guilt by association the freedom, the anarchy movement with drug dealers and riffraff, I'm somewhat suspicious that there is a transvestite satanic priestess on the show. And that she makes, according to people that I've talked to, campaign contributions to political candidates in the Free State Project that they then have to go and refund because they don't want it listed as a priestess of the satanic, you know, that a satanic church.
That was never refunded, by the way.
Iconography in the Fork Fest. Thing where you got the forks doing the Baphomet, and I watched you guys do a satanic rock show in the Agora. I think it was in Agora Alley. It may have been in the adult section, but it was a couple of years ago, and it was the most. There was all kinds of satanic posters, and like just like absolute craziness.
Rock.
It seemed to that would have made people like normie people in the. Best crowd, you know, go, wait a minute.
Oh, no, not appealing.
Hold on.
So we don't get stuck on one thing.
Well, that's like asking for a license to lay out a bunch of criticisms about me and not be challenged on it. So before we move further on that. No. Before we move further.
We're just going to forget about everything if we go through 11 points or whatever you said.
What satanic imagery at the FUD concert are you talking about? Because there's video of it online. If someone can demonstrate even one satanic image in that concert.
There was a poster of three women that were in panties and that their legs were making a pentagram. And that was
the joke.
That's the one. I remember.
Okay, so you don't know what a pentagram is.
Well, I know what he's talking about. It's the yoga bitches, right? That image that Captain Kickass found.
Yeah, the Star of Judah is, in fact, what they were performing,
was
and not a pentagram.
Okay, I thought it was a pentagram.
No, that was part of
easily
that's part of a pentagram. Five. It has five points.
What would somebody that wasn't familiar with the details of Satanism think if they saw that at a concert? In a family friendly event like Pork Fest.
I don't think
Hold on. It wasn't at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, first of all. So
it
again,
wasn't the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No, it wasn't. No. Get your facts straight again. Okay, correct me. The person who played the concert.
The poster up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where.
But the concert wasn't played there.
No, the concert was at Fork Fest. That is true. But it's possible.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry. It was Fork Fest. Okay.
And so I don't know how I'm responsible for your failure to understand the religious icon. That is the Star of Judah, which is a Judaic symbol and not a satanic one.
And you don't have to know anything about the details of Satanism to know pentagram is five.
Well, look, aside from the details about the image, I want to address guess what Etienne is saying here about what would people think if they saw this. Because the joke, it's a meme that Captain Kickass came up with, and he made a song about these women. He called it, I think, Pentagram
Yoga Bitches.
Yep. And it's a hilarious kind of parody kind of song that he came up with, and it's very, very funny. So to those of us who understand that this is a joke, it's funny. There might be some like ultra right-wing Christians that would take this very personally, and that's certainly a possibility, but the concert wasn't being advertised to those people, so I don't know if that's really much. But let's go on. I'm going to keep going with his list.
So the promotion of Vermin Supreme, I don't think that the Free State Project benefits from having it associated with a guy that wears a boot on his head, and taking him around on a donkey to various election places. That's just going to, you know, it's tarring the Free State Project by association.
Jesus wrote a mule.
Thank God you're not here.
You know, part of it is you guys were early Bitcoin adopters, and in my book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History, you know, I make the case that the NSA published their white paper, How to Make a Mint, the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash, 12 years before Satoshi Nakamoto wrote his white paper.
Hold on, do you make the case or do you make the allegation?
I'm making the allegation, okay. And then I'm saying, hey, what a coincidence that some of the early adopters in Bitcoin were connected to firms like Goldman Sachs, connected to Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman IT, Boeing, Hollywood, et cetera. So some of the early, what I like to call manufactured moguls. And so just, you know, and it's not, none of these things are decisive. Each one is like a strand in the cable where, you know, you can break one of the strand, but you've got all these other strands that are kind of holding the thesis together. And so, so the early Bitcoin adoption, the fact that you guys have a media operation. And so the CIA's playbook, whether it's Hal Turner, or whether it's Jeff Berwick and, you know, Anarchast, is they're funding media operations.
Well, did they have ones that are completely created by one person?
Like I said, to steer them, the association with...
I'm sorry, but wait, Ian, I can't talk to this person if he can't have a conversation. I don't want to listen to his monologue.
Bonnie, I'm sorry, what's your question?
I said, do those people have media organizations completely set up by one person in their own home? Like, Ian doesn't need anyone else to run his blog and radio show. He literally sets up the stuff himself and does it. He's not, like, a big, giant company with millions of people hired or something like that. You realize that, right? Do you realize what Free Talk Live is?
It's a very sophisticated media operation. I used to be in the AV business, and I understand the complexity of what Ian is doing in his studio, 100%.
So I'm not real clear on, are you suggesting that Free Talk Live, because we've been successful, must, you know, is evidence that we're
compromised? Because you have a satanic tranny on here.
Well, no. But what I'm saying is that there's a playbook that the intelligence agencies use to steer movements, and part of that playbook is media operations, and it's just one more cable in the one more thread in the cable.
All right, so satanic tranny, Vermin Supreme.
But before we get
there,
is there anything a satanic trans person could do that you would find acceptable?
That's a good question.
Well, I don't have anything against transvestites at all.
All right, hang on. We've got to give him time to answer that question. Hang on. We're coming up here. Hour number two is coming up. Remember that question.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version
of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.